Paul, congratulations on this wonderful honor.
Well, thank you very much.
Why do you think you're getting it?
That's probably for my community work. So I've been working in the Jane Finch community, which is an area north of Toronto, and I created a website called janefinch.com about 10 years ago. And we've been using that as a platform for, I guess, for the residents, and you can call them at-risk youth who work very hard to get their talent, message, art, music, all kinds of ideas across. And we've been really kind of successful in connecting this marginalized community to the rest of the world.
What difference do you think your work's made in the community?
Well, I think it's a good example of what volunteers can do, because the website is not actually funded. We don't make any money. We don't sell anything. So it's a purely passion project. So we have a lot of volunteers who come over the years and they contribute, whether they help us do local news reporting or to promote community events and cultural events. So it's been a great thing.
I imagine it provides skills training for many of the area residents.
Yes, actually, we have a core group of volunteers, but many of them also appear, in the media, or they are invited to speak at various, events and functions. So it's been a great learning experience, and I think it helps residents, understand things like media literacy, storytelling, and also, just having skills to create their own digital work.
The Jane Finch area of Toronto, as you said, has a not great reputation, but you would argue with people about that. What should they know about the area, or explain to people, beyond Canada, what the area is all about?
Well, Jane Finch is an intersection north of Toronto, Jane Street and Finch Avenue. It's a small area, but there is a high density, a lot of high rises, so we have a really, big population here. It's mostly, immigrants, newcomers. The area does have its issues. We have social economic issues. There's some poverty here, also, crime and things like that. But, that's not just the entire neighborhood. The entire neighborhood is full of young people, talented people, people with big dreams and who have done big things for the community. So what the website tries to do is to show the full picture of the community.
So back to the Meritorious Service Medal, you're going to Ottawa to accept the award?
Yes, it's going to be a ceremony inside Rideau Hall with the Governor General David Johnston. And it'll be a small ceremony. And, I'm looking forward to it. I've actually been to Rideau Hall about 2 or 3 years ago, receiving the Queen Elizabeth II Diamond Jubilee. So that was a really fun experience. And for me, a kid who grew up in Jane Finch, walking the streets of Jane Finch, and now I'm inside Rideau Hall, it's quite a big change. But it also makes a direct connection from my community to Rideau Hall and, Sussex Drive and all that kind of stuff. So for me, it's I feel I am part of Canada, and it doesn't matter where you come from, we can all contribute.
And I imagine as you accept this next award, you'll be thinking of a man very special to you. Tell me about him.
Yes. When I accept the recognition from the Governor General, I will be deeply thinking about Robert Sargent, whom I call Uncle Bob. And he was a man that helped my parents when they came over as Vietnamese boat refugees to Toronto in the late 70s and early 80s. And basically what he did is, he embraced these Vietnamese newcomers, and, he showed them Canadian life. He would invite all the young Vietnamese boat people to their first Christmas in Toronto with the Christmas tree and all the trimmings. So imagine these people, they have no idea what Christmas is, that they have never even seen snow in their lives. So, it was a big change, but he helped them feel really welcome, and he helped integrate them into Canada.
So how are you passing that on to a Syrian family, let's say?
Well, what I would like to do is to show, to demonstrate to other residents that you can, make a difference, and you don't need all the money or all the resources in the world, and all you have to do is, show warmth, embrace these newcomers, and, don't have the fear that some other people have, and that, if you think about back then, maybe 30-something years ago when the new Vietnamese boat people came here, I'm sure a lot of people had their doubts, but now if you look today, the Vietnamese community is a vibrant community, and they're doing great things, you know, to contribute to their new home country, which is Canada. So I have no doubt in my mind that the new Syrian newcomers will be doing the same and contributing to the Canadian life in a positive way.
Well, Paul, congratulations once again, and enjoy the occasion next week.
Thank you very much, Carmel. Really appreciate it.